This is Around the Table, where we discuss the benefits of cooperative ownership. Joining us this week is Cash Yant. He's an animal nutrition sales manager with CHS, and we're going to talk about how to manage a successful winter calving season. Cash, let's start with the basics. How important are nutrition and proper body condition heading into calving?
Yeah, you know, body condition is one of those things that we spend a lot of time talking about in the industry. But I think it's one of those things that when it comes to on-ranch management, might be one of those things that, you know, might get overlooked from time to time. You know, body condition really, in a lot of the producers I work with, is correlated to appetite on ranch, right? I fed them so many pounds and they cleaned it up, so that must be the right volume. But really honing in on understanding what types of energy values and the calorie density that's in that forage to be able to put on body condition going into winter, because we know that on the beef side of things, the name of the game is to hold what body condition and body reserves we've put on before that time period. There's so many environmental factors that go into the winter months that it's unrealistic to ask these cows to put on condition. So really honing in that third trimester nutrition and doing what we can ahead of time pays dividends throughout the course of the program.
So Cash, what is the ideal body condition score ranchers should aim for, and how can that be impacted by a drought year?
Yeah, you betcha. So body condition score really is kind of regional, you know, depending on what you have for grass and forages available. Some ranches like to operate cow herds at about a 4 on the body condition scale. Most of the guys in Montana, where I'm from, we like to see them about a 5 or a 6 body condition. And you know, the correlation between that body condition can be equated to the time it takes that calf to get up and get its first delivery of colostrum. There's some data that comes out that has been out rather that tells us a body condition score cow of 3, her calf takes about 60 minutes to stand up and take that first intake of nutrients and colostrum. If we just bump that cow a little bit, feed her a little bit extra aggressively and get her to a 5 or a 6, that time is cut in half and that calf stands up in about 35 minutes. So 30 minutes doesn't sound like a lot, but if we think about the calving window for most guys, that's winter, that's cold, and there's a lot more than one cow trying to have a calf that day. So that 30 minutes is very vital to get that calf to become profitable, begin its immune system, and really stay in production for that rancher for the rest of that calf's life.
Yeah, a healthy start is a leg up forever. Cash, minerals and supplements. What's the best mix as you're thinking of approaching calving season?
Yeah, so really what we got to focus about is copper, zinc, and manganese. Those are the 3 biggest ones that drive every mineral talk that we have in the country. And really, it's the ratio of those. Anybody that's enjoying the podcast or getting a chance to listen, you know, lean heavily on those that you trust for your resource and make sure those ratios are in balance. NRC or the National Research Council is the one that tells us what those ratios should look like. And any company that's worth their weight's doing a great job doing that. When it comes to delivering that mineral though, a couple things to weigh is labor, or if we're looking for a way to get forage volume, feed volume, and trace minerals into the diet. There's a lot of different ways you can deliver mineral, be it loose, be it in a cake type product or in a mineral tub itself, and really just marrying it up to, you know, where the shortcomings are on your operation. In the economic environment that we ask these producers to operate in every day, those challenges can be pretty big. So don't pay for something you don't need and make something do a little extra work for you.
That makes sense. Now, Cash, post-calving, what should ranchers keep in mind for their herd health?
Yeah, so trace minerals play a big part on retaining a pregnancy. The cow-calf industry does a great job of getting cows bred, but we do a very poor job of keeping them pregnant, right? Trace minerals, if we have a deficiency in the diet, the mature cow will actually retain a pregnancy, become pregnant, and then at about day 7 to 11 of that first stages of the pregnancy, she will slough that calf. And if we have enough trace minerals, zinc and manganese play a big role in those, she will hold that pregnancy. And where that really pays off for us is at the weaning period. Those first cycle calves, those ones born in the first 21 days of the calving cycle, on average are about 50 pounds heavier than their pen mates that are born later in the period. So really focusing on making sure we're getting intake of that mineral and the source of those minerals really pay off as we get later on in the production cycle.
A lot of details to manage to make sure that production cycle goes as smoothly as possible. Cash Yant, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yes, sir, Mike. Appreciate it as always, sir.
And thanks for joining us here at Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.